For the next half hour, we huddled near the police car to provide details of the events. Miss Diane had me stand with her under the umbrella when it started to sprinkle again. Her right hand rested on the wet shoulder of my blue gingham shirt. There have been a few times in my life when I wished the moment lasted forever. This was one of the first of those times. When we answered all the questions, Miss Diane accepted a ride to the police station to fill out further reports. The robbers and Leon were hauled off to jail. Me and the cowboys hiked across the alley to the back door of the Matador Hotel.
"That was fine shooting, Koozie," Bronk said.
Koozie patted his holstered revolver.
"Boys, that's the last day I'm going to wear this gun. My shooting days are over."
"What do you mean, over?" Thad said. "You stood 100 feet away and fired offhand and still hit that cigar box dead center. That's good shooting."
"You weren't that good when you was young," Shorty added. "I remember down at that shooting contest in Rio Verde, you missed that watermelon 6 times and finally threw your pistol at it."
"They're exaggerating, little brother. I only missed it 5 times. I never in my life carried 6 beans in the wheel," Koozie insisted.
"Then why are you going to put your gun away, Mr. Hart?"
"'Cause I wasn't aiming at the cigar box. I was aiming at his gut,"